Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were lower in corn, beans, and wheat after being higher earlier, especially in the wheat futures. Now, we slowly grinded lower throughout the day, down 3.25 in December, Kansas City. July 2014, down 3.75 at 587.75. Chicago wheat also lower. That was the strongest grain today. Traded just slightly positive for the most part all day. And then last hour or so closed down a penny at 516 in December. Now corn and beans both lower. Corn down 4.5 cents. And then beans were the weakest today, down 15.25 in November at 951.25. Closed right on the low for the day. Usually at the end of the week, and it closes on the low like that, a lot of guys would look for lower prices to start next week. But we won't really know that until Monday. Outside markets here, quite strong, and a change of tune here. We have the Dow Jones up 230. Of course, we're still over 1,000 points off of the high, but it seems like some of the global financial troubles we've seen in the markets the last couple of days have kind of gone away. You see it also you see it in the Dow. You see it in the U.S. dollar index up slightly, and then the energy markets as well, just a little bit higher in crude oil today.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Export sales this morning were neutral for both soybeans and wheat, but bullish for corn. Beans, we exported 34.4 million bushels. Right in the middle of the range, wheat 16.7 million bushels, but the big one was corn, 75.7 million bushels, which was a marketing year high. Most of those were sent to Mexico. Informa Economics released their 2015 acreage estimates for corn, soybeans, and wheat. For corn, they're saying next year, U.S. farmer will plant 87.8 million acres. Last time they said 87.3, so they've increased it just a little bit. Last year we planted 90.9 million acres, so they've taken some 3 million acres away from corn. For beans, they added about 4 million acres. 88.5 million acres is their estimate for next year. Last time they're 87.7. Last year, 84.2 million. So they really increased the bean acreage. All wheat, 56.4 million acres. Last year we were at 56.8. So they've taken acres out of corn, out of wheat, and added them to soybeans, which makes sense given current prices.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle 25 lower at 165.05. February down 7 at 164.02. November feeder cattle $3 lower at 234.15. January down $3 at 228.12. December lean hogs 25 higher at 90.57. February up 110 at 87.55. In the grain market, December Kansas City wheat down 3.25 at 601.75. March March down 2.5 at 601¾. December Chicago wheat a penny lower at 516. December corn down 4¼ at 348. March down 4 at 361¼. November soybeans down 14¾ at 951¾. January down 14½ at 959¾. December cotton down 56 at 63 even, and March up 2 at 61.73. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.